Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. While residents of North Carolina and South Carolina make preparations for the arrival of Hurricane Florence later this week, farmers are scurrying to salvage crops and fields. Johnston County, North Carolina Extension Agent Bryant Spivey says tobacco farmers have considerations to keep in mind as they hurry to harvest.
It takes about 7 days, 7 to 8 days sometimes to cure a barn of tobacco. And so that's a lot of power requirement there over a long period of time. And so if we have power outages, which are very likely, and that tobacco's in that barn for a week in the right stage, it can be lost in the barn.
Most sweet potatoes are still a week or more away from harvest, and Spivey says the flooding expected from Florence is a real concern.
Wind is not an issue for them. It's the water and saturated soils. We can begin to have sour potatoes that are rotting in the field due to too much moisture. And that root is a live organism, and so it needs oxygen to breathe and to carry out its lifespan in the soil. And so when you have saturated soils, you don't have moisture. And then you can begin to have potatoes that are going to sour.
But experience is a good teacher, and Spivey remembers the lessons learned from a major storm 2 years ago.
After Hurricane Matthew, we did see that we were able to save most of our potato crop. During this situation, we'll just have to wait and see. And then once the storm passes, growers will have to get back to digging and try to do the best they can then.
Cotton is also at risk, says Extension Agent Tim Brighton.
Some of our early varieties, probably 50-60% open. And again, that puts you about time for a defoliant. The issue with cotton is when that bowl just starts to open and it gets extremely wet, it turns into what they call hard lock, and that bowl just will never open. That's what we're concerned about. Obviously, we're concerned about, the cotton that's open, how much rain we'll get, and when we'll be able to get back into the field.
Right now, Brighton says farmers are playing a waiting game.
In fields where there are several upper bowls that have not yet cracked open, it's generally wise to wait until storm passes before defoliating. So I don't think anybody's going to be defoliating, this week. It's just a wait-and-see game.
At this time, Florence is expected to make landfall near Wilmington, North Carolina, late Thursday night as a Category 5 storm. Getting a farm bill done before current law expires at the end of this month may not happen, as congressional leaders have not ruled out an extension. The 2014 Farm Bill expires September 30th, and lawmakers have few days this week to iron out differences between the House and Senate versions of the new Farm Bill. Politico reports report leaders haven't ruled out extending the Farm Bill deadlines to give themselves more negotiating time, though Republicans in both chambers say they hope they can avoid that. The House version of the bill includes work requirements as part of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that are not in the Senate bill. Oklahoma Representative Frank Lucas, a former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, says the Senate has taken a very hardcore position, adding that the House language on work requirements won't be in the final bill as passed in the House. However, Lucas says the Senate is going to have to give, adding there is a compromise out there somewhere. However, lawmakers must reach that compromise quickly to get an on-time farm bill. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead.